In Dwapara Yuga, a famous dynasty ruled Hastinapur. King Shantana was the most famous king among them. He married Ganga Devi, the goddess of the river Ganga. She gave birth to a son called Devavrata. She had to go back, leaving the child with King Shantana. Devavrata was taught archery by the greatest archer, Parashurama. Shantana took up the entire burden of bringing up Devavrata with care and affection. He was both father and mother to him. He engaged great scholars to teach him the Vedas and the Puranas. Devavrata was happy in every way, except for the absence of his mother. Years passed. Devavrata looked upon Shantana as a god comes down to earth to look after him. Shantana enthroned Devavrata as the Yuvaraja, as his worthy successor. Shantana was happy to be relieved of his duties as a king. He now had plenty of leisure and rest. One day, Shantana went out for hunting. A cool and fragrant breeze mesmerized him. Ah, what a beautiful fragrance. Where is it coming from? King Shantana sees a beautiful girl and is carried away by her beauty and fragrance. Who are you? Are you from heaven?
My lord, I am an ordinary human being. I am the daughter of Dasharaja, the chief of fishermen. I am called Satyavati.
Shantana fell in love with her. Lovely girl, will you marry me? I am Shantana, king of Hastinapur. If you marry me, you will be my queen, the queen of my kingdom. The girl blushes and feels shy.
Your Highness, please get my father's consent.
King Shantana approaches Dasaraja to marry Satyavati. Tell me whatever you have in mind. Think of me as your relative.
Great king, I feel honored. I shall gladly give you my daughter, but you have a son who is grown up. He is the Yuvaraja and is looking after the kingdom.
But how does that matter?
Great king, Satyavati is my daughter. If my daughter gets a son, who will be crowned the king?
Shantana was shocked when he heard these words.
My lord, if my daughter's son can become the king,
I shall gladly give you my daughter in marriage. Please do not be angry with me. Pardon me, my lord. Shantana was dumbstruck. He was confused. He was charmed by the beauty of Satyavati. At the same time, he could not betray his beloved son, Devavrata. King Shantana leaves with a heavy heart. He returns to Hastinapur. He is worried and falls ill. Devavrata observed the change in his father.
Father, you are a strong king. Have I done anything wrong? What bothers you? Why are you depressed? You have never done anything to hurt me. You are a gifted child, Devavrata. There is nothing for me to get depressed.
Devavrata was not convinced. He sent for his father's charioteer. From him, he learned what had happened. He decides to keep his father happy. He approaches Dasharaja. Dasharaja welcomes Devavrata with great respect.
Dasharaja, I am Devavrata, meaning one who is loyal to God. My father is my God. So, for my father, I shall give up the throne. This is my vow, and I shall be true to it.
Yuvaraja, you are a great man. You will keep up your promise, but your son will fight with my daughter's son for the throne. What will happen then?
For the sake of my father, I vow to give up the throne. Now, for my mother, I take another oath. Mother Earth and the sun and the moon are my witnesses. I swear in the name of my parents, I shall never marry. All women are my mothers. This is my firm vow.
Flowers rained on him from the heavens. The word Bhishma resounded from the heavens.
Bhishma, 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 Bhishma.
Dasharaja was very happy. He readily agreed to give his daughter in marriage to King Shantana. King Shantana was hurt when he heard about his son's woes. He was not able to bear his sacrifice. He breaks down seeing his son's devotion.
My son, what woes have you taken? Why did you do that? It is a Bhishma Pratinya, a vow of incomparable determination. You will be called as Bhishma from this moment. May death come to you only when you wish. You will attain everlasting fame. You have made an unsurpassed sacrifice. You set an example of love and sacrifice. I am proud of you, my son.
Bhishma became an exceptional personality in Mahabharata.